Abraham tells Isaac that the Lord will provide a lamb. Today we celebrate that provision, his sacrifice and resurrection 3 days later. But why are we celebrating this? There's many reasons why, of course. But for what purpose does the Lord provide a lamb, the Lamb of God, Jesus, the Christ? There are many, but one of the foundational reasons is the forgiveness of our sins. And we all know this, but this is foundational. He provides a lamb to forgive us. In Egypt, the lamb sacrificed at Passover provided protection from death, which is the wages of sin. The blood was put on the doorpost of each home, and they would eat the Passover lamb. And the angel of death passed over those homes. The blood of the lamb was visibly manifest. It was shown to God, and God's judgment passed over those homes. In the Levitical sacrificial system, sheep were sacrificed for the sins of the priests and the elders and the people. So bloodshed was necessary for the atonement of sin, God teaching his people what is necessary for sin. Isaiah prophesies that the Messiah would be led to a slaughter like a lamb. Isaiah says, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah goes on to say about this lamb, that he would, for the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. You make his soul an offering for sin. My righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercessions for transgressors. So the Lamb of God, Isaiah prophesies, will be slain for our sins. The Messiah will bear our iniquities. Interestingly enough, I've heard in whatever Jewish school is called, the school for the kind of K-12 school for Jewish young men and boys, they omit reading Isaiah 53 to their people, which is the suffering servant Messiah. It's what the Jews in the first century missed, that the Messiah had to come and suffer before he was victorious. Jews have a solid grasping of Jesus's victory, but not of the Messiah's victory over his enemies. But of course, it's always political in nature.
Sure.
And so, yeah, just an interesting point. In the New Covenant, John the Baptist points to Jesus and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And so God provided for our forgiveness, which means we had to be forgiven of something, which means sin is real. Unlike the world, which says that sin is not real, or they redefine what sin is. That the only thing that's left that is actually sinful, according to the world, is racism, sexism, homophobia, and so on. But that's not the way sin works. Sin is determined by God. Sin is transgression against God and his holiness, not against the arbitrary standards that the world has set up. And that sin has to be atoned for, not in the way that the world has said we have to atone for our sins, having our shows canceled, stop your comedy specials for a few years, whatever it is. No, God has provided a way for our sins to be forgiven, and that is through Christ. And that is through blood, through the blood of the Lamb. And if we don't accept the blood of the Lamb for our sins, then we will require the blood of our brothers. There will be blood. Blood will eventually need to be shed for the sins, whether they're real or imaginary. We will scapegoat and crucify something for our sins. And it's either going to be Jesus, or it's going to be Nazis or white supremacists or bigoted homophobes. We're going to sacrifice something. But Christ said on the cross that it is finished. He is the Lamb of God who provided atonement for the sins of the world. There is no more need for bloodshed. He has provided his own blood for the forgiveness of sins. And that is applied to us when we repent and believe. So this reminds us of our need to confess. Let us confess our sins to our Creator.